Many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are in favor of enacting Article 5, and many are not in favor of enacting Article 5. So in this segment, I'm going to ask our constitutional expert, Attorney David New, who really is an expert and a scholar in the Constitution, to explain what Article 5 is all about. I was going to take some time to read Article 5, but I have chosen not to do that. So, David, if you would please give us a clear explanation of Article 5 of the Constitution and tell us why it is such a controversial concept.
I'm not sure. When I talk about Article 5, I'm talking about Article 5 of the 7 articles to the U.S. Constitution. But you sound like you're talking about something different. Are you talking about having a constitutional convention pursuant to Article 5?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yes. All right, now I understand. Yes, well, there is a movement, and I think we discussed this before, there is a movement to bring about a constitutional convention and pursuant to Article 5, which is permitted, and that occurs when 2/3 of the state legislatures call for one, then a constitutional convention should be held. Now, historically, Article 5 of the Constitution is very, very important. It does two very important things. Number one, it lays out the legal framework by which the U.S. Constitution can be amended. Number two, it also predicted how slavery would end in this country, because the way that it was going to be done was through Article 5. So it's an extremely important amendment. Now, the most interesting thing that people don't know about Article 5 is that the current method that has been used so far is that Congress proposes amendments and the states ratify them. Now, technically, Article 5 allows both Congress and the states to propose amendments to the Constitution, and then they are sent to all the states again for a 3/4 vote, and then it becomes, that amendment becomes part of the Constitution. But what a lot of people don't know about Article 5, you know, there's this big play about Hamilton, and the stage play saved Hamilton's face on the $10 bill. And they talked about all the great things that Hamilton did, and he was a great man. And, he was at odds with Jefferson, because Hamilton and Jefferson saw the world very differently. Jefferson wanted Americans to be living on the land and living off the land. Hamilton was a city-type person. Jefferson wanted America to be an agricultural-based economy, which makes them more dependent upon God. But Hamilton was more interested in commerce and business. The business of America is business. And that meant that Jefferson was for a very narrow and strict interpretation of the Constitution, and it also meant that Hamilton was for a much broader interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, let me jump in right now, David, if you don't mind, because we have just a little bit of time left in this segment. Former Senator Tom Coburn thinks that we need to have this particular article enacted today because of what's going on in Congress. Would you be in agreement with him? And if so, why? If not, why not?
Well, Article 5 is already enacted. I think what you mean is that the senator wants, and he was a great senator, by the way. God bless him. But Article 5 is already enacted. I think what you mean, he wants to have a constitutional convention.
Correct. And he's pushing for that.
So, yeah,
is that good, bad, or indifferent?
But I wouldn't say to enact Article 5. It's already been enacted in 1788.
Is it good, bad, or indifferent, David? Answer my question directly. Good, bad, or indifferent for the United States right now?
It's dangerous.
And why?
Well, the last time a constitutional convention was held, they did things that they weren't supposed to do. They wrote a whole new constitution. I would favor a constitutional convention the way the senator wants, providing it's attended by the right kind of people. There are a lot of problems with the government. There are a lot of problems with the Supreme Court. And it's bad now. And I don't know how else to fix it except maybe either new amendments to the Constitution or by a constitutional convention. Something's got to be done.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we are going to be watching, because as we learned on Tuesday, former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn is working with others to get this into operation. So it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. There are people on both sides of the aisle who disagree over bringing this into fruition at this particular point in time.